Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, it is 25 years ago today that the Bringing Them Home report was tabled in federal parliament. That report was a national inquiry into the separation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children from their families. From the first anniversary of this date, we've marked National Sorry Day, and of course that date is today. Joining me on the line to talk about what is happening locally for National Sorry Day is Deirdre Robertson of the Shepparton Reconciliation Group. Good morning, Deirdre.
Oh, hi, Terry. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for your time this morning. I know you've got a lot of things happening this morning. Tell us what is happening in Shepparton today to mark National Sorry Day.
Okay, so each year we have an annual Sorry Day commemoration. It's held at Monash Park, which is the park with the flagpole just next to the senior citizens. It's on the corner of Wellsford Street and Fryer Street where the cows are as you're coming in from Maroopna. There'll be a flag raising, a laying of a wreath. We have the Marung dancers from the Greater Shepparton Secondary College performing. We have Aunty Ella and Selmy, an elder from the local community, as our guest speaker. And so we're inviting anybody who wants to rug up a bit this morning, bring an umbrella. We do have a marquee because of the weather, but yes, we welcome anyone to come along.
So what is National Sorry Day about today, do you think?
Well, as you said in your introduction, it's it came about because of the Bringing Them Home report that was presented to Parliament in 1997, 25 years ago. And that report clearly outlined the impacts, the deep hurt, the pain, the injustices of the policies of governments, state and federal, across the country, that led to the removal of Aboriginal children from their families, from their communities. The people who testified at the commission, it took great strength to talk about some of the most really devastating impacts that have happened to young children. As a result of the that commission, there are a number of recommendations, many recommendations, and one of them was to have a National Sorry Day across Australia. So the first one was held in 1998, and in Shepparton we've had them ever since. It is important to mark this day. It's important as part of the truth-telling, really, for people to understand that First Nations people living on this country that's unceded have been impacted by such injustices based purely on race.
I guess one of the key points is that people in our community are living with the consequences of those policies still.
Absolutely. Generations and generations. And children, and as a result of that, you have intergenerational trauma. It's still be playing out in communities today. The communities know, and a lot of the recommendations of the Bringing Them Home report outline things that would help, that would make a difference. Many of those things were not implemented. That's a real absolute shame, and we should be still pushing MPs to introduce those sorts of changes. But one of the things that we can do that helps is to acknowledge that this really happened. I think the involvement of young people in this commemoration, and we have representatives from all the secondary schools in Shepparton and surrounds. We've got Cobram School from Cobram coming for the first time this year. We have schools from Nathalia. We have school from Numurkah. It's just fantastic to see schools supporting this event so that their students understand this important part of Australian history, and it doesn't become part of that, that couldn't have happened. They understand that this is part of our history, and this is what, as a country, we need to face and acknowledge and make changes because it needs to, things need to change.
It is great that these kids will grow up learning about this stuff as they go, which you and I didn't, did we?
No. My learning of Australian history really started with Captain Cook, I'm ashamed to say, but that's the way it was. So one of the things that's absolutely important is having that history taught in schools. So it's just so heartwarming to see these young people, and they'll be representatives from the schools will be active participants in this commemoration. So it's a way for them to learn. Their schools are involved, so there's learning about this at the school level. So it's a very different environment to the one I grew up in, I have to say.
So anyone can come along this morning at 10 to 10.30?
Yes, we're asking people to get there about 10 past 10. This ceremony itself starts at 10.30, but we do need people all in place. Just letting people know it will be live streamed if you're not able to make it today for the weather or you're not feeling so well or whatever. So if you go to the council Facebook page, you can watch it either at the time or you can watch it later. You can also go to the Shepherd and Reconciliation Group's Facebook page. If you just Google Shepherd and Reconciliation Facebook, you'll find us, and you can view it there. So don't feel if the weather's a bit up, you're thinking, oh, I'm not sure if I can get out, feel free to join us. That would be wonderful.
Okay, Deirdre, so that's, as you say, about 10 past 10. And how long will it go for?
Until quarter past 11.
Okay.
So it's the actual ceremony about three quarters of an hour. So rug up, bring an umbrella and bring a friend.
It's actually pretty mild out there today, so shouldn't be too cold for you, but yes, there is a bit of rain about, so yes, bring an umbrella. Well, thank you for all the work that your group does to keep highlighting these things on our calendars. They come around very quickly every year, and I hope that things are getting better for our Indigenous community as we go forward, Deirdre.
And thanks, Terry. Thanks for taking the time to have me on to talk about it. It is really important that people know about this event. So
I hope it goes really well this morning. Thanks, Deirdre.
All right. Thanks, Terry.
I've been talking to Deirdre Robertson. She's of the Shepherd and Reconciliation Group on today's National Sorry Day.
We're back. The Tungama Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungama Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new en-suite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? A Tungama Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
Honey, I thought you rang the TV guy and got the reception fixed.
I've tried three times, but they never return my calls.
Did you try Jason's TV? A mate at work had them around last week and they came and sorted their problems straight away.
Okay, I'll give them a call now.
Yes! Thanks for calling Jason's TV. They did a great job.
Call Jason's TV now. 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.